Welcome to the Jason Greger Show podcast. My name is Mark Mageau, and the podcast is brought to you by Lakewood Chevrolet. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chevrolet has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. That's Lakewood Chevrolet.
We're joined by the head coach of the Nadeuks men's hockey program, Tim Fraggle. Joins us. Tim, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I am. I'm excellent. And you are getting set for a potential 3-3 this weekend against your crosstown rivals, Grant McEwen, in the ACAC men's final of hockey, which starts at Nate on Friday night at 7 p.m., where the beer is very cheap, I should point out. I guess just tell me, first of all, a little surprised that it's McEwen and not Sate that you're facing.
Not really. I think McEwen finished second in our league, and I think they're one of the elite teams in our league. I think those teams are pretty even throughout the season. And we just come out of a tough battle with Augustana. Like, hats off to them. We just finished a 3-3. We won 2-1. They beat us in overtime in game one. So we were tested there in the second round, which was good for us because we had had such a long layoff. So I think hopefully that'll help us this upcoming weekend.
Now, obviously, in a best of three, when you lose game one, that's pretty tough because it's elimination the next night. You lost 3-2. Then you bounce back in game two with a 4-1 victory on the road, and then came back to win at home 3-1. I guess just talk about maybe the nervousness or the anxiousness of your team, and did you think the bye week, did that play into it at all in game one?
100% it did. We had our moments in game one, but they were inconsistent. We were sharp, and then we weren't. And our, little details, our timing, our passing wasn't as sharp and executed as much as we would have liked. That being said, we still had a chance to win. We got into overtime. We outchanced them in overtime, just couldn't finish. But, yeah, that next night and going into game two, as a coaching staff, we sure felt the pressure. And I know the players responded exceptionally. But one of the key things for me that went down, one of our leaders who was banged up with an injury, decided he couldn't go with our trainers. And he came out of the room and he said, "Hey, Tim, they got this. We're bringing it back to game three." And he's a 5-year guy here at Nate. So just having his experience and his pulse on the room kind of made the coaching staff believe that, hey, we're going to get it done. And then on Sunday, honestly, we played our best game of the series. So it was a good bounce back after a tough game one loss.
Looking ahead to Grant McEwen, what's the biggest concern that they present?
Good team speed. They got good skill. They've got a few agitators. Their structure is strong, and their special teams are strong. They don't take a lot of penalties, really disciplined. They're honestly, Jason, one of the best coach teams I've went against in all my years of coaching. Bram's done a great job there. And he's going to be very difficult. The margin for error is going to be slim because they would have pre-scouted us. We know what they're doing. Now it's about executing on the ice.
It's the you could call it the LRT series now that you got the LRT going for. Yeah. Do you guys take the LRT to the game?
We did it the first semester, and we didn't have a good weekend. So it's semester two. We changed it up. Everybody went on their own, and we were better. So that's what we're going with.
Okay. Nothing like superstition in hockey.
Not at all.
Now, I want to ask you because we've had a lot of people about this, and I had a lot of friends who played in the league. Now, granted, I didn't watch a lot of the games over the years on a night-by-night basis, but because of what happened recently to Ryan Smith with the Eagles, some people think, well, it's a real goon squad league, and I know you played there for a long time. I don't think it's that dirty, do you?
The senior men?
Yeah.
We had a couple exhibition games against them this year, and to be truthful, two of the three games, Sean and I and my other Sean Bell and I weren't real happy. We thought they did take some liberties, but we had a real good clean game against the Eagles. Now, that's not to put a black mark on senior hockey, because I think what happened is, just my opinion, there's one or two guys on both the teams that we played against that were running around, and that unfortunately makes it look bad because it's not everybody's out there to do that.
Yeah, it's always an interesting one as a coach. Because to me, when you have one or two guys in your team who are always doing that at whatever level, and it can start in novice or Adam or Pee Wee and go out, it's up to the coach to say, okay, you know what? If you want to play in our team, That's just not acceptable, right? 100%. There's still kind of that underlying culture that some coaches like to have a few meat hits.
Yeah, you're right. They, for whatever you want to call them, energy providers, I think eventually those guys catch up to you. They're going to take a bad penalty at the wrong time, and that'll bite you. And again, you know, you looked at how, for example, the fighters have been phased out in a lot of levels of hockey nowadays. And now you kind of look at the agitator, the energy provider. I think when you're, you know, evaluating those players, you're evaluating what's the trade-off. Is he going to provide good energy, or is there going to be, is he going to cross the line and cost us at some point? And, you know, those are some of the conversations that I know most coaches would have with those type of players.
Tim Fraggle joins us. And it is an interesting one, Tim, because I know you've coached at a lot of different levels. You played a lot of different levels. And I just, I do think hockey culture has changed. And I'm all for physical play, don't get me wrong. But I think there's a line. And coaches, I'm sure you've coached guys who you knew, hey, you know what, yeah, I like the guy physical, but I'm not sure I trust him to keep his head on straight at the right time of a game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't agree with you more about making plays and whatnot. Yeah, I've helped out with my son's novice team this year, and I remember back when I was playing minor hockey, it was all, you know, chip and chase, grind it out, be physical. And now I see myself and the other coaches at the 8-9-year-old level promoting the kids to make plays. Make a play. Don't just chip it out. Make a heads-up play. Try and skate with it. Encourage some creativity. And that's starting at the younger age, so you can only imagine, again, how that's going to transform into developing players as they get older.
Tim Fraggle joins us. Tim, once again, Friday night at Nate, Saturday at Grant McEwen, and then Sunday, if necessary. What time is the Sunday game at, if necessary, for Game 3?
It would be a 6:30 start here at Nate.
Okay, six. So Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 6, and then Sunday night at 6:30. I'd expect pretty raucous crowds. Should be a fun atmosphere. Best of luck. A little crosstown rivalry to decide AC.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, Jason.